Look at us. Look at us being meaty boys instead of hangout boys.
We're no longer hanging out. This is a business meeting.
Okay. Oof.
Yeah, that audio is going to go over each other. This isn't three friends hanging out. This is three business associates conducting business.
We are international businessmen on an international business trip.
Yes. We're three white douchebags in Japan. Wow, look at all the sights. The studio's gonna have to pay for this music video.
Let's throw our money in a river.
Oh, damn it.
Yes, we are three douchebags on episode... Why isn't it letting me pull this up? What's going on here? Episode 177 of The Quarantine Cast, recorded on December 1st, 2020. Only 30 more days left in this awful year.
If someone in March, or March 16th or whatever, whenever we started this podcast, just told you, you'll be doing this in December, would you have, like, blown your brains out right then? Or... Would you have, like, waited to see how bad it got?
Before blowing my brains out? Or...
Before, eventually.
Is option A, brains gone now, and option B, brains gone later?
Yeah, eventually.
Okay.
Look, all three of us are... We know where we're heading.
There's no option where my brain stays inside of my skull.
No.
Yeah, damn. No, I don't think so. We all know. If you thought this was a happy ending, you haven't been paying attention.
Oh, remember that show?
Remember that show when it was that good?
That niche little show that nobody watched?
What was it called again?
I don't know if it was ever niche little show no one watched. Even season one, it was pretty popular.
Sports of Royalty.
Pastime... Of elaborate chairs.
With fan favorite characters such as the Cliff and the Riddler.
Ah, Jeffy J, I think they called him. He was the king.
Wait, I remember now. You guys are talking about Good Omens. Okay, yeah.
Jesus Christ. The Feline, that was one of them. God. Gorm of Throngs or whatever is a never ending gold mine.
Just played on like a recorder.
Yeah. I was thinking it would be in like a it's probably in a major key, right? So put it in a minor key or some shit. Oh. That's probably out there. I wonder what that sounds like.
Played on a recorder, but it's not, they're not actually working the instrument. They're just kind of blowing into it differently to change the pitch.
Oh, Jesus. Game of Thrones minor key. Oh, no, it isn't a minor key.
Oh.
So the goofy one is in a major key.
Whoa.
It sounds very cheery. I don't know. What's the best? Should I just put my headphones right up to the mic? Did that work last time? I don't remember.
Sure.
All right, here we go.
It doesn't sound that different.
That's the same.
I heard myself twice there.
The horns are different, but the violin was exactly the same.
I like it.
What if the violin's in a major key? I don't know how it works.
A little jauntier, a little bit more fun.
Yep, Sport of Royalty is, or Gorm of Throngs, or whatever the fuck we
Gorm of Throngs.
Everyone's super happy because it's in a major key, except for, you know, main protagonist, Jacob Rain, who is just a sad little boy.
I was thinking we start with House Lark, who's... you know, they're just super cheery, and their house motto is "Spring is coming," and they're always just kind of like ready for being optimistic and like the finding the bright side.
Is just around the corner.
Yeah. My name is Jebediah Lark, and I'm just the cheeriest guy ever. And like, sometimes I let my family and friends bypass my honor. And you know what? Like, I think I'm a better person for it. Like,
and my sister is still totally alive and would not go to war.
And but she had a kid named Jacob Rain, who's super, super sad.
Just a fucking downer.
Boy, would that have been egg on my face if I had killed thousands of people over what I thought was a non-consensual relationship, but she was totally down for.
Well, that would in theory have happened. I don't know. We need to get way back into the cheery lore, like, to find out what are the House Targaryen? What are they like in Gorm of Throngs?
They're just like the they're kind of like the lovable assholes.
House Targaryen is just a wacky bunch of people.
That blonde dude. And we never saw eye to eye, but I respect her decision.
Like a honey blonde, like a dirty blonde, like maybe a brunette in like the right lighting, but
exactly,
you know, yeah.
It's not a pure silver-haired blonde. Yeah, the opposite, the very dirty blonde, like, but still blonde, and like they're not really any better than anyone else. They're just. You know, they just came over and like they were so chill and nice that like everyone was like, "Oh, we'll be your vassals. You'll be the king because you're so chill and nice."
I famously
you wooed us with your dragons, who just are magic and do good things for us and don't burn our cities.
They make the kingdom better. The dragons are just like experts at economics and like creating efficiencies and.
Our dragon
distributing wealth evenly.
Our dragon taught us irrigation. It was great.
Yeah. Literally, like the fucking chief dragon has like a white beard and like you know he's kind of like he's a chill guy. He wears like a cool jacket and he's just kind of like guys like we just need to look at this wealth distribution of this kingdom and like you know. I think we can be a little more egalitarian. I'm not saying that we should abolish the ruling class. Like, obviously, that's going to be almost impossible with today's social conventions. But, like, a little bit of wealth redistribution isn't going to hurt anyone in the grand scheme of things. And, like, he was so reasonable and nice about it that everyone just kind of rolled with it.
As he exhales and then polishes his comically small circular reading glasses. also, the members of House Targaryen... famously plutonic relationships with siblings, cousins, parent and child.
They're really close, but like in a very appropriate sibling bondage type bondage. Oh no. Bonding. Bond.
Yep. You're getting back into the source material here.
No, I'm not.
I mean, if you want to get into bondage and kinky shit, famously House Cannister... all of them are super into that, and, you know, actually the members of the family who don't have problematic, like, relationships with each other, they're the ones who are excluded and excommunicated.
They're ostracized. Mm. Yeah, House Bannister?
I think House I said Cannister.
Oh, Cannister. Cannister's good, too. Yeah. House Cannister basically takes over the Targaryen role in that they're the ones that are super fucked up, but they're all fucked up, so it becomes the norm. Mm. And then, like, House Targaryen has the one weird couple that, like, are related, but then they're like, well, look at House Cannister. Like, they do it all the time, and no one cares.
But it also, like, doesn't really cause, like, problems on the grand scheme of things. They're just the, like, fucking weirdos, like the McPoyles.
Guys, we're second cousins. It's not even illegal in any state.
Oh my god. Yeah. What about House fuck. I don't know how to do it. And also it's already obscure, so it doesn't even work. House low clearing. Gosh, it doesn't work. Fuck. House Hightower. The parody of House Hightower, which is my favorite house and the objectively best fucking house in the entire mythos. And no one ever talks about it because it wasn't that relevant in the show.
Which one was Hightower?
Except for They're the ones that they have the what's it called? Why am I blanking? The Academy. What's that called? How am I blanking on this? It has been a few years since I read the books. Where the Maesters go.
Yeah.
Old Town.
Yeah, Old Town is the capital city, but they have the fuck.
Yeah, no, it's a word. It's not just a proper noun. Like it means what it is.
The Citadel.
Citadel.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even end up having to Google it. It was the Citadel. Yeah, they have the Citadel, and yeah, it's in Old Town. They're the fucking best house. We did see the Hightower. He was personified as having two swords. And he fought Ned Stark in the flashback.
But instead, in the cooler book, he has a meteorite sword.
Yeah, he has a meteor sword.
Yeah, doesn't he just have like a giant ass fucking sky sword or some shit?
They're pretty fucking awesome, man. They're the best house. So yeah, but they're like the uneducated hicks in Gorm of Thrones. they're basically swamp people. Like they live on the coast, but it's like the Louisiana coast, you know, where it's not a prestigious thing, you know.
Mm.
So yeah. Gorm of Thrones, baby.
Hey, the Asylum Production Company. Hit us up.
Hit us up, baby. We got ideas.
Ideas for days. Making
a direct parody. So, yeah, that's fun.
Mm. So many people going on? Watch this. Yeah. It's dark. It's 5:11, which means it's dark.
Yeah.
Truth.
Mm. Why do I... It's going to get dark at like 3:00 come like mid-January. Why am I freaking out about this now?
That's not how this works. the darkest day of the year is December 21st, and then it starts getting bright again.
Ah. Nope, it'll just continuously getting more and more dark. No. By this is like the year. By May of 2021, there will be like 5 minutes of sunlight, and everyone will gather outside and be like, "Oh my god, the sun!" And then it'll go away.
They'll collapse to their knees in July when they get the 1 minute of sun every 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Just fucking, it feels so nice. Just like rubbing their faces, and then it goes away, and they're back to their miserable existences. Yeah, I've said it. This is the second time it's come up today. Everyone's on board for my daylight savings being adopted year round in December. Mm-hmm. But come June, everyone pretends it's some stupid, like, ha ha ha, Ryan, you're such a goofball wanting to adopt this permanently. And I'm like, no, y'all motherfuckers forgot. Like, you hated this in December, but now we're 6 months later and the sun sets late, so you think it's fine, but it's not.
I really want this to be your crusade.
My crusade.
No. I want you to like go to the distance. I want you to start petitions. I want you to like.
It was protest. On the ballot in California.
Was it really?
Yes, like last year.
Oh my god! And people didn't vote for it.
No, it did not pass. Because guess when you vote.
I'm not gonna lie.
It was in the off season.
I'm not gonna lie. If this is a cornerstone of your city council platform, you have my vote.
I don't think a city could adopt it. I feel like that would be a nightmare.
Like, well, no, but
if you work in another city, your clocks would be.
I mean,
fucked.
There is one portion of Arizona that represents or that recognizes daylight savings time, even though the rest of the state does not.
Yeah, so, but it's.
I feel like you could do it on a district level.
It's the even shittier parts of Arizona. It's like the desert.
Yeah, I think it's pretty isolated communities, which is what makes it work.
Yeah.
If it was like you're going from Kansas City, Missouri to Kansas City, Kansas, and you're commuting, and you're just like, what the fuck time am I supposed to show up? Like, this time doesn't make any sense. That might cause issues.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know how you could enact that change properly, but I mean, it should probably just be a federal thing. So that'll be my platform for. When I run for president.
Okay, come on, Joe and Kamala. You got three things you gotta do. Abolish the Electoral College, forgive student debt, standard time all the time. Wait, no, it's daylight savings all the time.
Daylight savings all the time. Standard time all the time would be much worse than what we have. At least for 6 months out of the year, we get something.
Yeah, it's kind of an understated human achievement that 99% of the world is on the same time and date system.
I think it's less than that, even.
Like, but I think it's also like that, yeah, what else are you going to do? The sun is up at a certain time, and you want that time to be this time, you know?
No, but like, most of humanity agrees that we are in December right now. Not... Mm. Yeah.
December is a social construct.
Exactly. But that's a pretty global
social construct.
The Jewish
calendar is different. The Chinese calendar is different. I feel like most of the... I'll call it the professional world. The people that are engaged in, like, international trade and all that shit recognize the... you know, standard of time and dates that we're on right now, but it's because we're in charge, baby.
The sovereignty of the anglicized world.
Yeah, I mean, even like the fucking calendar system that we're on right now was different like 1,000 years ago.
Fucking March is a soft power move.
Wasn't there a thing in like the early Olympics when like the Olympics first came back in like the early 1900s where like Russia showed up like months too late because they hadn't switched to the Gregorian calendar yet.
No, that'd be really funny.
Yeah, no, and they actually did show up. Like they just didn't really hear that.
They didn't get the fucking newspapers. they didn't get the memo.
From what I know of Russia, like parts of Russia might have been part of the original Olympics. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I have no idea what the original Olympics were like. Mm. Was Russia really late for the Olympics in 1908? Blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Mm. Until 1918, Russia lived according to the old Julian calendar, which lagged 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks. 2 weeks behind the modern Gregorian calendar in use in Europe and North America. Many experts put it this way. Russia's national team arrived in London 2 weeks later and missed some of the competitions. Luckily enough, the Russians still had 4.5 months ahead of them. So there you go. So they did miss the beginning of the Olympics because they had not switched. But back then, I guess the Olympics were fucking long.
God.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Sports Illustrated describes the incident as follows, concentrating on the shooting competition that the Russians missed. In July 11th, 1908, the U.S. edged out Great Britain to take gold in the event. The Russians didn't appear on the standings and were non-competitive. Not because they weren't any good, but rather because they weren't present. While they arrived in town a few days before July 11th, they did so according to the wrong calendar. Fuck you, Russia. Even in 1908, the U.S. is fucking booming Russia.
Oh, God.
Fuck you, so Nicholas.
Yeah, Tsar Nicholas.
You cock.
You dumb fuck.
Didn't see this one coming, Rasputin, you fuck.
No, Rasputin saw it coming.
No.
Yeah, Rasputin saw everything coming.
Nicholas Rasputin is the one that didn't all. See anything coming.
Rah, rah. All right,
rah, Rasputin.
I think that'll take us to a clap sync and then the wacky post roll.
Oh, Elliot Page, I saw, came out as transgender. That's the,
hell
I feel
yeah.
like, the news of the day.
Hmm.
It's pretty awesome.
Good for him.
Good for them. Mm-hmm. Them.
Oh, I apologize.
No, no worries.
I thought he said his pronouns were he.
He, them.
Oh, he, them.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I read he, him. That's my bad.
Oh, fair enough. So, yeah, it's a big moment, I feel like. Very notable.
Hell yeah.
And also a genuinely good person, whereas Caitlyn Jenner brings with her some problematic
problems.
Stuff.
Yeah.
including a murder. Yes.
Including a vehicular manslaughter.
A manslaughter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
murder. I mean, we don't know that it was. I guess we don't know that it wasn't murder.
I mean,
maybe that was all part of a plot to.
A negligent homicide, I think, is what we could call it.
Mm. Yeah, I guess negligent homicide is probably less severe than vehicular manslaughter, right? Doesn't vehicular manslaughter require you to have intended harm on the person?
Oh. No, I think manslaughter is you don't intend harm.
I thought it was the opposite.
Maybe.
Manslaughter, definition. The crime of killing a human being without malice aforethought or otherwise in circumstances not amounting to murder. So not malice before the murder or the killing.
So it's something like you could intend to do harm, but like something that you weren't really in thinking about doing. If you you lash out because you're really fucking angry without thinking and you kill someone. Then,
I feel like the example that I always hear of is, like you're fighting someone on top of stairs and you push them and they fall down the stairs and hit their head and die.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you intended to hurt that person, but you definitely did not intend for them to die, sort of thing.
Negligent homicide is you killed them. It's not murder because it's just you are acting so wantonly that you should have been behaving in a way that did not result in someone's death, but you didn't, and therefore someone died. So that's you're texting and driving and you hit someone who's crossing the street.
There is a concept of criminally negligent manslaughter or negligent homicide in the US. So I think this Venn diagram has decent chunk of overlap. No matter what it is, Elliot Page is a good a good figure to come forward and emerge in this ever ongoing struggle for trans inclusion. So
he was in or is still cast, I hope, in Umbrella Academy, right?
They said they're going to retroactively change the credits and change from Ellen Page to Elliot Page,
but then he's still going to be in the show, in the role, I hope.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, a lot of turfs in the, in the Twitter comments. And I honestly, this is my own ignorance. I kind of thought that turfs more applied to male to female trans people than female to male.
I think
because of the whole
they don't care for any
feminism
of them.
Aspect.
Yeah, I mean, as a whole, I think that the issues usually arise from male to female.
Yeah.
Just because it's, you know, female members of the trans community trying to not insert themselves, but like when they become part of a feminist movement, then TERFs are like, "Wait, you're not a real woman."
Yeah.
But as a result,
so then it's just like it would be hypocritical of them if they didn't denounce
it's either as a result or just like, you know, those people are just straight up transphobic, you know. Either way, it's just that usually the issues arise with male to female. They're they probably don't discriminate in who they hate.
Equal opportunity hateful.
Equal opportunity hate, like every stand-up comedian in the 90s.
Yeah,
I make fun of everyone, so it's fine.
Looking at you, Andrew Dice Clay.
Andrew Dice Clay, holy shit. That's a deep cut.
Blast from the past.
For whatever reason, I saw the video of George Carlin calling him out earlier today, so he's in my brain.
George Carlin? Really?
George Carlin, I hope, is not a deep cut.
No. I mean, like, George Carlin was calling out Andrew Dice Clay. I thought George Carlin was dead.
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Oh.
That was back in the day, he was calling him out.
Oh, okay. In the 90s,
I'm guessing when George Carlin was at his peak, he was calling out Andrew Dice Clay and being like, no, fuck you, dude. You're a fucking dickhead. I love late George Carlin. Yeah. Not because he's funny, but because he's fucking great. Like, he stopped pretending that he was a comedian. Like, he was like, no, I'm just a dude that talks now. People come to concert halls to see me just rant about how our society fucking sucks. that is some old style shit. Like, that was... Like, the precursors to comedians were, yeah, like, humorists and shit like that that would travel around the country and present things in a kind of, like, a humorous context, but really, yeah, was not necessarily trying to get you to laugh, like Mark Twain, for example, or something like that. He was kind of in that mold towards the end of his career where he was like, I'm not trying to get you to laugh, I'm just kind of dicking around up here and speaking my mind. Just pretty fucking great. So... Yeah. Fucking rip, man. How old would George Carlin be if he was still alive?
90 and change, I think.
Yeah. No, he'd only be 83.
Jesus Christ, too what? Soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he died in 2008 at the age of 71.
Oof.
Damn.
So, he would still have some years to live, man. Mm. But, oh well. He lived a life.
Hell yeah.
And we have lived an excellent episode of the Quarantine Cast. If you liked what you heard, like, comment, subscribe. Don't shake your head at that, Ryan. Don't shake your head at that sign off. Come on. We're on video now. I can call you out on this.
It's a cheese ball.
Gotta love the cheese.
We're Wisconsin boys. We love the cheese. Well, fuck. Patreon, we're on it. Check us out. Like, comment, subscribe. Act Blue in the description down below. Make a donation there if you are financially able. Help a collection of great causes. Best of luck out there. Have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow for more of this. Goodbye.